Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book, The Trader's Handbook, Winning Habits and Routines of Successful Traders by Richard Moglen, is a practical guide that focuses less on predicting markets and more on building the behaviors that keep traders consistent. Rather than presenting a single indicator or secret strategy, the book centers on routines, discipline, and decision hygiene, the everyday actions that separate short bursts of success from repeatable performance. It frames trading as a professional practice with processes for preparation, execution, and review, emphasizing that good outcomes often come from good habits applied over many trades. Readers can expect discussions on planning, risk control, emotional management, and structured learning, all aimed at reducing impulsive choices and increasing clarity under pressure. The overall promise is straightforward. By establishing repeatable routines and a mindset oriented toward probabilities, traders can improve their ability to survive drawdowns, capitalize on opportunities, and develop confidence grounded in process rather than hope. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, trading as a process, building a professional routine, a central idea in the book is that successful trading resembles a profession more than a thrill-driven activity. That means creating a repeatable process that guides what you do before, during, and after market hours. The book highlights how routine reduces decision fatigue and helps you avoid the common trap of improvising under stress. A professional routine typically begins with preparation, scanning watch lists, noting key levels, defining scenarios, and ensuring you are mentally and physically ready to execute. It then moves into execution, following a plan with predefined entry criteria, position sizing, and exit rules rather than reacting to every price movement. Finally, it ends with review, journaling trades, grading decisions, and extracting lessons that can be applied tomorrow. By treating each stage as non-negotiable, traders can separate outcome from process and avoid confusing lucky wins with skill. The routine also creates a feedback loop. If results deteriorate, you can diagnose which part of the process broke down. The emphasis is that consistency is not accidental. It is engineered through structure and daily habits. Secondly, risk management habits that keep you in the game. The book stresses that traders do not fail only because they lack market knowledge. They fail because they cannot control risk when emotions rise. Winning routines therefore include explicit risk rules that are followed automatically. This starts with defining risk per trade, often as a small percentage of capital, so no single mistake can destroy the account. It also includes clear invalidation points for each setup, so stops are placed based on logic rather than pain tolerance. The book's habit-based approach encourages traders to plan exits in advance, including profit-taking methods and contingency plans for fast markets. Another key routine is managing exposure across correlated positions, preventing a portfolio from becoming a single concentrated bet in disguise. The book also highlights drawdown control, having rules that reduce size after a losing streak, pause trading when performance deviates from expectations, and return to simulation or review when discipline slips. Over time, these habits create stability, allowing skill to compound. The message is simple. Great traders survive first, then thrive, and survival is built on routine risk behaviors, not on bold predictions. Thirdly, psychology and emotional control. Through structured behavior, emotions are not treated as an occasional issue, but as a constant factor that must be managed with systems. The book frames discipline as a set of environmental and behavioral choices rather than pure willpower. Traders often struggle with fear of missing out, revenge trading, and hesitation after losses. A routine-based approach counters these patterns by creating pre-commitments, checklists that confirm a setup meets criteria, limits on the number of trades per session, and rules that prevent impulsive re-entry after a stop-out. The book also points to the importance of self-awareness, noticing when fatigue, stress, or overconfidence is influencing decisions. Habits such as scheduled breaks, resetting after high volatility events, and keeping a simple mental scorecard can reduce the chance of spiraling into poor choices. Another psychological routine is separating identity from outcomes. By focusing on executing a plan well, a trader can remain steady through variance and avoid chasing losses to restore ego. Overall, the book suggests that emotional control is not achieved by eliminating feelings, but by designing routines that make the right action the default even when feelings run high. Fourthly, trade planning. From idea to execution, without guesswork, planning is presented as the bridge between analysis and performance. The book emphasizes that many traders know what they want to do, but fail because they do not translate ideas into executable rules. A strong routine includes defining the market context, identifying the setup type, and writing down the conditions that must be present before entry. That prevents drifting into trades based on vague impressions. The planning habit extends to position sizing and order placement, including how to enter, where the trade is invalidated, and what must happen to justify holding longer. The book also underscores the importance of anticipating multiple scenarios, not one forecast. Instead of saying the market will go up, the trader prepares for what to do if it goes up, down, or chops sideways. This conditional thinking reduces surprise and helps maintain composure during fast moves. Planning also involves practical constraints, avoiding trading outside your most reliable sessions, respecting major news risk, and knowing when not to trade. By turning preparation into a routine, traders can improve execution quality and reduce the gap between what they intended and what they actually did in real time. Lastly, journaling and continuous improvement, turning experience into skill. The book highlights that time in the market does not automatically create expertise, only deliberate learning does. Journaling is positioned as the core habit that converts wins and losses into actionable insight. A useful journal records more than entries and exits. It captures the reason for the trade, the setup category, the market conditions, the risk taken, and the quality of execution. It also includes the trader's mental state, because many performance problems are behavioral rather than technical. Over time, this data allows pattern recognition, which setups produce the best results, which mistakes repeat, and what conditions lead to discipline breakdown. The book encourages routine review sessions, weekly or monthly, where trades are categorized and statistics are examined without self-judgment. That review can lead to one or two focused improvements, rather than constant strategy hopping. Another improvement routine is predefining experiments, changing one variable at a time, tracking results, and keeping the rest stable. This process mirrors professional training in other fields. The overall theme is that successful traders treat themselves as a system that can be measured and refined, and journaling provides the evidence needed to improve with confidence. In conclusion, this book is best suited for traders who already understand the basics of markets but struggle with consistency, as well as motivated beginners who want to start with professional habits instead of shortcuts. If you find yourself overtrading, changing strategies too often, or feeling emotionally pushed around by wins and losses, the routines and behavior-first approach can help you stabilize. The benefit to a reader's life goes beyond trading results. Structured routines encourage clearer decision-making, better self-control, and more realistic thinking about probability and risk. Those skills translate into calmer financial choices and improved discipline in other demanding areas. Compared with many trading books that focus on indicators, patterns, or bold promises, this one is worth buying because it targets the underlying driver of long-term performance, repeatable execution. Strategies come and go, but a strong process can adapt to different markets and timeframes. By emphasizing planning, risk rules, psychological safeguards, and review habits, the book offers a framework that remains useful even as your methods evolve. For readers seeking sustainable progress rather than quick thrills, it provides practical structure to build confidence grounded in process. If you would like to support Richard Moglen, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.